Galatians 3:13 and 14. If everybody knew and understood this set of verses, they could get free of anything. Look what it says. But Christ has rescued us from the curse pronounced by the law. The King James says he's redeemed you from the curse. Same thing. It means the same thing. If he has rescued you from the curse, then why isn't everybody healed? Because they don't know that verse. See, when you got saved, the man or woman or whoever, the preacher or whoever was teaching you about the kingdom of God, when they said that God will forgive you from all sin, we do a pretty good job of convincing people that God forgives us of all sin. So when we get saved, we're washed in the blood and all of our sins are washed away. Right, brother? But we don't ever have somebody tell us at the same time he's redeemed you from the curse. So if you're sick, you don't have to be sick no more. You can be healed too, right now. See, they don't teach that, do they? But if Jesus redeemed us from sin, how many of our sins did he pay for on the cross? All of them. So if he redeemed us from the curse, how many curses did he pay for on the cross? All of them. No difference. The word redeemed is only used two times in the whole King James Bible. One of them is for your sin and the other one for your sickness and disease, the curse. When you got saved, when you were washed in the blood, right there you were made clean and pure and holy from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. You were clean and pure and holy. In other words, he put a white garment on you that's clean. Now then, if we could just keep that thing clean. But what do? We're just like a little kid. You can take a little kid and you can take, I mean, I think about mama up here when Yesha's up here getting her kids ready for church and it's been a nice rain and little John's got his suit on with his boots on and as soon as she opens the door, boy, he runs right out there and stomps in the mud. Now, why in the world do kids do that? You know, mama's screaming the whole way, no, son, don't step in that water. Don't splash that water all over your fresh, clean clothes. I just washed and ironed. Oh, bam, bam, bam. Is that the way we are? What's God telling us to do? Die to sin and have no more sin in our life. What do? We just go out there and just jump in the mud hole and get our white. Is that what we do? Yeah. Why do we do that? I guess because we're just a little bit dumb, reckon? I mean, dumb. I was eat up with it when I was younger. I'm getting a little better as I get older. But when I was young, man, I was eat up with dumb. You know what I mean? You laugh at me like you've been there and done that too, brother. That's the way we are. But Jesus has redeemed us from the curse of the law. And so I told her, I said, now that you have confessed your sin and we're going to claim the redemption from the curse, now then I can pray the prayer of faith for little Jenna. And she said, well, I said, for her healing. She said, I don't want her to be healed. I thought, what have we been working on for a year and a half? She said, now that I've realized it's my sin that made my daughter sick. And all those scars she has all over her body. Little Jenna has clawed, scratched with her fingernails. And she has scars. She said, I said, well, then what do you want to pray for, Sally? She said, since I know it was my fault, I do not want her just to be healed. You've told us over and over, God said in his word, we can ask him for anything and he will do it. He didn't say he'd just heal us, did he, brother? God said in his word, you can ask me for anything and I'll do it. Now, that's a pretty big, wonderful promise, right, brother? So she said, I want to ask the Lord not only to heal my daughter, but I'm going to ask the Lord to give my daughter a brand new coat of skin with no scars. I said, I know the God that can do that. Do we know who that is? Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We ask the Father in the name of Jesus Christ to do that very thing. And the next six pictures as you walk out the door, it's six pictures 2 weeks later after she got healed. She does not have a scar or a mark on her body. Totally, completely restored and made whole. Just like this little girl. We prayed for her and no more seizures, right? The seizures are terrible, aren't they? They're awful. But you know, you walk holy before God, honey. You keep yourself clean and pure all of your life and walk holy before God and walk in the Word of God. And I'll guarantee you, if you walk in faith, you won't never have another seizure and you won't never have to worry about being sick again. if you walk in faith. You have to claim these promises. What does that say there? Christ has rescued or redeemed us from the curse of pronounced by the law. When he was hung on the cross, he took upon himself the curse for our wrongdoing. For it is written in the scripture, cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree. Through the work of Christ Jesus, God has blessed the Gentiles with the same blessings he promised to Abraham. And we Christians receive the promised Holy Spirit through faith. How do you get anything from God? By faith. If you don't come to him by faith, you can't have it. He will not do it for you without faith. That's like I had a mother come to me here a while back. She said, after I repented of my sins, she said, I had 3 sick children. And she said, one of them was scheduled for surgery. And then they found out the surgery wasn't going to work. So they couldn't do it. It was too far gone. Then she came to me and I told her what her sin was. I just talking to her 15 minutes. I found out what her sin was. She wasn't submitting to her husband. That was her sin. I know lots of women that don't submit to their husbands. But some of them pay the consequences dearly. This one paid dearly. She had 3 sick children. I told her, I said, if you repent and walk in love with your husband, then we can pray for your child and the child will get well. Well, we prayed for the children, and 2 of them got healed instantly when we prayed for them. And the other one, it was an internal injury, so you couldn't see it. So they had to go back to the doctor 3 months or 6 months later, whatever it was, to find out how the leg was progressing. When they got there and they x-rayed it, the doctor couldn't believe it was the same leg. He said, this thing is going the other direction. It's getting well. He said, now we can do surgery. It stands a chance of the boy not being in a wheelchair all of his life. He's 10 years old when this happened. How many 10-year-old boys you know that want to be in a wheelchair? Not none. So he begged his mother and dad to let them do the surgery. But the mother and dad says, no, we're going to trust God. We've got to get some more information. So this man worked on staff for another church. So this mother went to the senior pastor of that church and told him the circumstance. And says, what do you think we should do? Should we trust God or should we let the doctor do the surgery? And the pastor says, it's not a lack of faith to let the doctors do surgery on your child. That's what God give us doctors for. She come to me Sunday afternoon. And I was over in Dallas in that little warehouse where we had church. And I'm putting out chairs. She walked up and said, Thurman, what should I do? Should I trust the Lord for my son's complete healing, or should I go ahead and let the doctor do the surgery on him? She said, you never even looked up. You never even took a breath. You just kept putting out chairs. Said, don't you trust that doctor. You trust God. Don't you dare let that doctor cut on your son. There's no faith in it when you let him cut on him. So she said, that's what I needed to hear. I went home. My husband and I talked about it, and we both decided we would trust God with no doctors. Today, that boy's 19 years old, and he's walking perfect, and he ain't a wheelchair. Do y'all see what faith is? Without faith, you can't please the king. Is that what he said? You want to see God do something? You're going to have to do something in faith. It's like he says there, if Christ has already redeemed or rescued us from the curse pronounced by the law, when he was hung on the cross, he took upon himself the curse for our wrongdoing. For it is written in the scripture. Don't ever forget that. If it's written in the scripture, you can take it to the bank. That's the secret of the Word of God. If it's written, you can say, God, right here, you said. In fact, I had a man here a while back that he said, I was praying and I said, God, I've got to know why you do so many things for Thurman and I don't see you hardly do anything. He said, why is it you answer so many prayers for him? He said, I know he's got flaws. I'm around him once in a while. I know he ain't perfect. See, I am not perfect yet. I'm working on it, but I ain't there yet. But he said, Lord, I want to know why you answer so many of his prayers. And he prayed that prayer several times. And finally, one day, the Lord says, I'll tell you why I answer his prayers. Because he calls me in remembrance of my promises. That's why I answer his prayers. Hallelujah. That's what we all need to do, right? When you go to the God that we serve for something, you should never go there without Scripture, right? You should say, Lord, you said right here. And read it to him. Just like right there. Jesus, you redeemed me from the curse of the law. So if I've got all sins repented of, if I have repented of my sin, then I can come and I can ask you for anything and you will do it for me. And then have no doubt in your heart. I mean none. No doubt that what you ask the king for is going to happen. Look at what he says in James 1, 6 and 7. Look at this. Somebody will say, you know, if you'd asked me these questions a few years ago, I'd have said, you know, God would never do us like this. But he does. He'll do exactly to you what he wrote in this book. So if you want to see him do great and wonderful things, you got to do it his way. Not my way, not your way, but his way. Look what it says in James 1, 6. But when you ask, be sure that you really expect him to answer. How many of you have been just like me? You went and asked God for something when you really didn't expect an answer. Have you ever prayed like that? Oh man, I used to be in a Baptist church. I mean, I prayed for lots of people. You know, I mean, I was a deacon, a Sunday school teacher, and everything else. And man, I could stand up there on Wednesday night and pray the most awesome, wonderful prayer for all them people that need to be healing. And whenever I got through, you say, you think God's going to heal any of them people? I said, well, I don't know. It's up to him. Told I have no idea what he's going to do. So guess what he never did do for me? Never did do nothing for me. That's just like that night over here that I was at a Wednesday night service when I'd moved to Justin. I was still in the Baptist church. And when I got to church, somebody said, you know, Daryl has had a kidney stone today, and he is at home. He went to the doctor and found out he had a kidney stone, but he's really hurting. The pastor said, well, let's all pray for all the people that are sick. And so when it came to my turn to pray, I said, Lord, you said in Matthew 18:19 that if two of us on earth agreed about anything, it's done. So I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to take out Daryl's kidney stone. Let him pass that stone with absolutely no pain whatsoever. And I thank you, Lord, that your word said it. So I guarantee it's done. He's healed in Jesus' name.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled,
Call Him in Remembrance,
or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and post-paid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and post-paid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.